Every year on January 1st, the moment I wake up, I head to the window to see what my first bird of the new year will be. My hope is usually that it'll be a chickadee or a blue jay. Both seem like excellent omens. Chickadees seem to promise a year marked with civility and good cheer. Blue jays seem to promise a year marked with intelligence and good humor. On January 1st, 1986, I opened a window shade to see a great horned owl sitting right atop our big spruce tree. I was thinking at the time that it probably foretold a year of steadfastness and singleness of purpose. At the time, I didn't even imagine producing a radio program, much less sticking with it for 25 years. But 1986 does happen to be the year I started producing For the Birds. One would think we'd grown a little bit less superstitious since the days of augury, when people foretold the future by looking at bird entrails. My forecasts aren't so gutsy, but they're equally grounded in a fantasy-based rather than reality-based universe. But my predictions do at least acknowledge what a bird's life is like. If someone's first bird happens to be a goldfinch, I predict a year marked with either vegetarian dining or one in which they change their plumage a bit more than normal. Goldfinches are one of the only vegan species in the avian world, and they undergo a complete molt twice rather than the typical single time each year. House finches are originally from the Southwest and Mexico, but those released on Long Island back in the 40s have spread throughout the East, many living as far north as Duluth and beyond. So seeing them first may predict that this year someone is going to pluck you out of your normal environment, but you'll thrive anyway. A crow predicts in my system a year marked by intelligence and clear communication. A downy woodpecker might predict a year of cleverly adapting to more powerful neighbors and co-workers. This I base on the fact that downies often follow pileated woodpeckers to peck into the deep holes pileateds dig. That gives the little guys access to bugs way too deep in the heartwood for them to reach on their own. A cooper's hawk may mean the year will be filled with ruthlessness and focus. A wild turkey may foretell the need for wariness this year, but also indicates that you'll have the skills and strength to defend yourself. A pine grosbeak may signify hardiness and a year of excellent camaraderie. A cardinal foretells a year filled with song and grace, or for baseball fans, a year when the St. Louis team will do really well, like it or not. One of my friends spotted a turkey vulture first this year and was naturally concerned about what that might foretell. I predicted a year of soaring to great heights. He might occasionally find himself dining on items that other people don't have a taste for, but I told him he'd seldom dine alone. He hoped it would also indicate a year of sleeping late every day, which makes sense to me. When skies are clear, turkey vultures often sit on rooftops or bare branches with their wings held out, soaking in a few rays to drive off parasites and to dry their feathers. So I predicted that this year he could enjoy relaxing in the sunshine whenever he felt like it. The first bird of the year may or may not be an auspicious event in the classic tradition, but if we pay attention to the birds around us, we're guaranteed a year of visual and auditory delights. And that's a good thing, no matter what species is our first. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.